Hi, Grandma.
Well, hi, Mariam. Did you come to visit your old grandmother?
Oh, Grandma, you're not old. You're just very mature.
Sounds like something your daddy would say. So tell me, sweet granddaughter, why did you come to sit on my porch on this lovely spring evening?
Actually, I'm here to talk to you about what it's like to be you. My teacher at school wants us to find some interesting characters in our town and ask them about life.
Well, I'm flattered to be considered interesting.
Okay, question one. What was your greatest achievement in life?
That's easy. My son, your daddy. He grew up to be a fine man.
Dad? He's your greatest achievement?
Yep. And fruit salad. People really like my fruit salad.
Fruit salad. Okay. Question two. If you could live your life again, what would you do different?
That's a tough one. Probably some would say, I don't want to make the same mistakes. But it's our mistakes that teach us the most. So I wouldn't change that. And I'd spend more time praising and less time complaining.
What do you mean?
I'd spend more time thanking God for my blessings and less time complaining to Him about my problems. Most of our problems are the result of our making bad choices. So why complain to God because we messed up?
Thanks, Grandma. You know what? You are an interesting person.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.